Well, first of all, I apologise from myself and my staff and my players for the performance and the result to our supporters. You know, not what we wanted, not what we needed. I know they're a top team and, you know, they're not top of the league by fluke. But, you know, we need to do better than we've done today. We're frustrated, disappointed. You know, obviously, the early part of the game, maybe the tactical shape I've gone with is not really kicked in. So we changed it a little bit. We had a 15-minute spell. But it just hasn't worked. We've given some really, truly awful goals away today.
Yeah, the first two goals, both gifts, weren't they? You can't really afford to do that against a team like Bournemouth.
Yeah, I mean, we hadn't particularly played well in the first half, but as you rightly said, we were 2-0 down to individual errors. I said to the lads, listen, people make mistakes. You've got to bounce back. It's about doing the right thing. And we needed to be responsive to that. We did start the second half a bit better on the front foot, but we gave some really poor, poor goals away. We know that. We've got to quickly debrief this game. Look at where we can improve, which on today's performance, all over, myself included, and we have to go again for two massive games for us now.
You said pre-match that Bournemouth are the best team in the division. You weren't wrong, were you, on the evidence of what we've seen again today?
No, they are. They've got some. The most important thing is they're a talented squad of players and they're playing with confidence, but they've got some top individuals in that group as well. What's impressive about them, I see 84, 85 minutes on the clock and their wingers chasing Jacob Murphy back down to the bottom corner. So not only are they a talented group of players, they've got that work ethic and desire, and that's obviously, you know, good examples for my players. That's where we've got to get to. And I said all along we're going to have setbacks. I wasn't contemplating this type of setback, but we've got to dust ourselves down. We kind of feel sorry for ourselves. No one is going to help us, you know, except our supporters, and that's why we've got to dust ourselves down and go again and get some points.
I know you'd be looking for positives, and I suppose there aren't really that many on a day like today, but Nathan Delfonso, second half, at least he scored a goal and looked as though he was, you know, he's in the mood for it.
Yeah, I mean, Nathan and Jacob have given us a boost. I went with Stuart, with a more defensive-minded, knowing that their full-backs would be bombing on quite high and try to prevent them and hit them on the counter-attack. But, you know, unfortunately, it hasn't worked out. It's tough. The lads have been fantastic for me in the last four games. I've got to be able to trust them again. I do. I think we can. I know we can bounce back from this. We've got to be able to. It's a setback, a huge one in terms of the result and the performance. But we've got to do that and go again.
OK, so what's your Christmas message to the Blackpool fans?
Just keep supporting us. You don't have to change what you're doing. You're supporting the team brilliantly. We apologise for today's result and performance. And we expect more, to give you more, both at Sheffield Wednesday and Rotherham in the next two games.
How do you see that Sheffield Wednesday game? I know they've lost, haven't they?
Well, it's a tough game. You know, they've got powerful players. They've got Stevie May, who's a big player in this division in terms of how he works and how he plays. So we know it's another tough game, but it's an important game for us. Every game's important, but we need to obviously erase this result and performance very, very quickly.